Okay, the reporter's on.
Ready to go?
Yep.
I call the December 5th, 2017 special board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes.
Commissioner Lund's absent. President Underdog?
Yes. Okay, matters from the public.
Got it.
No one's here. They all left us.
Okay, approval of a change order for removal of underground storage tanks at Tenneco.
Okay, so we brought this up last time we met, so we did more research. So we have 2,000-gallon unregistered underground storage tanks that we discovered that, wow, they go back past Rick Bold, so past 1978. They were not noted in 1989 PDRMA survey. So we have to remove these. So I've already approved to get the process rolling. It was within my purview to take the tanks out. That represents about $18,000. That's removing the tanks, hauling off, permitting, filling the area directly occupied by the tanks. The unknown is if there's any leakage that occurred with those tanks. And we won't know until we do some of the excavating, correct?
Yeah, so the state fire marshal evaluates the tanks as they're removed and then determines the course of action going forward. So we have done soil samples in the area. We're waiting for test results to come back, but really it depends on what the state fire marshal says, who will supervise the removal of the tanks, someone from their office. So once that happens, that would, you know, either determine we're good to go or we needed some additional work down the road.
So what we're asking for is a contingency so we can get that work done without stopping anything. So once they remove the tank and they really require us to do that remediation, we would like to have a contingency amount of $45,000 to covering those needs.
Lisa, let's say that in fact the tanks might have leaked vertically and gone down into the ground under the tanks. That has happened. What is the likelihood that the $45,000 would cover the probable remediation? This is all guessing.
Well, it's all guessing.
Obviously, we're speculating here. We have very, 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 very dense clay soils on this site. We did incur some additional costs with our parking lot project to add drainage to the project in the base bid. It would be appropriate to speculate that we wouldn't have a lot of migration of any type of material.
We would not,
based on the density of the soil.
Correct.
That would just be speculation. Obviously, it would effectively what the state fire marshal is looking for is the bottom of the tank rotted out. So that's what they're looking for. They're not getting down in the hole, looking and counting, smelling the soil or anything like that. So speculatively, it's probably contained in that area, but we can't say for certain.
I would imagine just speculatively that there is probably going to be some the bottom of the tank as long as they've sat there degraded.
Right.
And
so we
I just want to make sure that we have included enough money to excavate and remediate any possible contaminated soils. Are you being extremely conservative here with this guesstimate of 45,000, or do you think this is giving the contractors room to excavate some substantial soil if needed?
The second one.
We believe
we're not being real conservative. You don't feel at all.
No.
So we don't think we're going to spend all this.
So we're optimistic we can get the job done and not have to come back to us anymore.
Yes.
Correct.
Unless there's a huge surprise, that is our.
And this contingency is just for this.
It was just.
We got some extra money.
No, it's just for the remediation. So the tank, $18,000, I already paid for. The other stuff is included in the change orders I already approved before. So we've had, you know, already those expenses. This is just for remediation.
My comment on this is that actuality of the projects that I have been exposed to with sitting around here for the last 20 years as a commissioner, we actually have had fewer surprises than I've expected all along.
Yeah, you're right.
And the surprises we have had not really been horrifically significant or expensive. I'm anticipating this will also go smoothly, and I'm always optimistic. But I think we've been very fortunate at this point, and this is a project overall that we're excited about, our general tactic project. We have no choice in my mind but to support this.
Exactly.
We do need to get this done. And to not do this, I can't even think, what does that mean? We're just going to freeze that whole area? We now know we have a problem.
We have to take care of it. We have no choice. It's just that this is just a formality of you guys approving it, in my opinion.
Absolutely, in my opinion, too.
Yep, so.
And a lot of people crossing their fingers.
Yep.
I would be happy to make a motion.
Anything else? Wait, I do have a question, but I want you to go. Anything else?
No.
What is the timeline?
So we've had the tanks evaluated. We've had them registered with the state of Illinois. They're aware that they're here now. They have taken soil samples, and we're just waiting for this approval to move forward with scheduling the removal of the tanks.
And what is their backlog once?
I would expect short-term versus long-term. I expect to see this in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Great. So it's not going to significantly slow down our overall process.
So what will happen is that once the tank's removed, we'll fill it in, we'll compact it with stone, and we'll come back next spring and asphalt the area.
So we've asphalted around the area so we can continue to operate the parks yard. So the asphalt is in for the season. The parking lot's going to be able to be used. We've let this area open.
How much damage are we going to do to the new asphalt?
Well, we have only put the binder course down. There's a top course, which is like the finished layer. So we haven't put the finish on. So the finish will come in the spring, and you won't even see any damage to the first course.
And in the meantime, once that gravel and is compacted over where the tanks used to be, we'll be able to park district vehicles on there, trucks and things like that. So to utilize that for parking until it's done.
Getting in and out of the garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So we're looking for a motion on this, is that right?
Correct.
I entertain a motion to approve a change order in the amount not to exceed $45,000 for any required remediation after the removal of the underground storage tanks at TACO as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Second. Okay. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes.
Mr. Ludden? Not here. President Underdunk?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Okay. Next one is, since we're, I said okay? Can I just jump ahead?
Yep.
Since we're meeting here anyways, and we were going back and forth with staff, we never really addressed the part-time and commissioner discount for our fitness center. And believe me, we've had a lot of inquiries from our part-time staff. So we are recommending that we allow all staff to have a 50% discount on that. Keeping in mind that this is a policy, procedurally, we will work with staff so that it does not impact our residents or our customers from using it. So, for example, if our staff said they want to work out at 5 o'clock and the place is packed, we're going to say staff cannot work out between this hour and this hour. From our general discovery from talking to staff, most want to do it at their lunch hour. Obviously, a lot of them don't live in town. They are leaving, so they want to do it at their lunch hour. Their lunch hours are all sporadic and traditionally very slow times for our fitness center. So when we look at wellness, we look at, just like the community, we also look at wellness for our staff. We think this is a great benefit, not only to help with the wellness, but also attract staff, which we have issues with.
Yes.
At the same time, we find it a benefit for the Park District commissioners to come and use the fitness center and also so extend that discount to our commissioners if they choose. So
I support what you're saying in concept. I think it is a wonderful benefit for full and part-time staff to be able to have access to the fitness center. And I would like your assurance that as the community usage develops its own personality, that we will let staff know that, you know what, because of classes coming in and out with our preschool and other groups, we're seeing moms or dads here at a time we didn't originally suspect. Mm-hmm. We're going to modify that. It would be a real big turnoff to come in and find that we've got a half a dozen people from the staff competing with a half a dozen or more users from the community.
Yep, I totally agree, and that's why I said that.
You understand that priority. I completely support that. I don't know if I support a discount for commissioners nearly as much.
Okay.
I'm happy to join under any circumstances, whether it's full freight, discount, whatever. But I would think that we should revisit the commissioner program a year from now, 2 years or 3 years from now, and let's see how this fitness center goes.
I would agree, and I think that the discount's justified now because it's new and we're really supposed to be seeding the community and building interest and support in the community and drawing people here, and it makes sense that we're there and we can speak to the real experience. So, but I would agree, revisit in a year or two and consider eliminating that. You know, our challenge is the space is small. So if the space is small, that's always going to be our challenge. And unfortunately, it impacts, you know, allowing staff there at what may turn out to be peak time. Mm-hmm. So as long as we have your assurance that you're going to manage that.
Yeah, because that was our concern also, so we will definitely monitor that. And you have to understand that staff aren't going to do it when the kids are in preschool, they're all teaching or whatever.
Sure.
And my guess is it'll be like 12 to 2 when it's a really downtime usually in fitness centers. But if that turns out to be not correct in our fitness center, then we'll adjust that too.
And yeah. I would like to go on record and stating at this public meeting, it's on the side of this subject, that when commissioners are no longer actively serving, that they're not entitled to continue to receive these wonderful free season passes to the beach or to lots. Yes. We certainly leave that to the executive director's discretion. Yeah. That should a past commissioner ask for a day pass to the beach or something, that's fine. But I'm not wild. And
we currently do not give anybody, any past commissioners, any that.
Okay.
They get day passes occasionally. So that's not a concern. It's not in our policy now, so that's not something that we're concerned about.
They no longer do it. I never thought of that. They remember things that someone would ask for.
And then we would just make that one change.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does this also apply to village personnel and school district?
No, it does not. They would get resident rates. So businesses of Glencoe and then school district like village employees, they could get resident rates.
But no discounts.
But no discounts whatsoever, yes. Good question.
And part-time employees are getting a discount, not a freebie.
Everybody, 50%, yes.
Yeah. Pays.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, full-time employees pay?
They pay, but if they use it three times, according to the policy that we set before, if they use it average of three times a week throughout the course of the year, then they could get what we're going to call is a wellness award at the end of the year. That will come from our Proderma savings.
Terrific. I support that. Great.
Okay. Any other questions?
The only other one was that we just wanted to clarify a line in there because our staff was confused. So that was the only other thing. So are we leaving in the discount for the commissioners or not? I don't know where the direction is.
I think they should
leave it in and then play it.
Okay. Sometime 24 to 36.
Sounds good.
As we're starting to review the success of the fitness center, whether or not we want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. All right.
Okay. So, I will entertain a motion to approve the updated employee program and facility discounts policy as presented with the amendments that we just talked about.
There's no amendments. There's no amendments.
Okay, yeah. These were, guidelines or something that we recommended for administrative items.
Those are procedures, yes.
That's a procedural guideline.
Yeah.
Okay.
So moved.
Yeah. Second.
Move, Gaines, second. Okay. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Gaines?
Yes.
President Underdonk?
Yes.
All right.
No public press is here, but that's it. Other business?
Nothing. Just that we have a board meeting next week. And remember, this one, next week's board meeting starts at 6 o'clock because we're doing our strategic plan. So we are going to keep the board portion very short, so we're just doing written reports. You've been updated on everything, and I'll do a Friday update. So we're going to keep that portion very short. The only action item we have at this time is a state-mandated sexual harassment policy, which we already have, but we have to pass an ordinance, and we had our attorneys review ours and update it. So that has to be passed next month before January 15th. So that's the only action item. So we're going to keep our business and our reports very short. Any questions, very short, and we're not going to really do any presentations or anything. We're just going to focus on the strategic plan so that we, because that the strategic plan will itself take 2 to 3 hours. So starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll have lights, snacks, and everything here for you, but we're just planning on working through. So.
Okay. All right.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay.
Well, second? All in favor?
Aye.
Good night.
Okay. That's it. So.